શ્રોતા મિત્રો, ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા એ વિશ્વભરના વિદ્યાર્થીઓ અને પ્રવાસીઓ માટે આકર્ષણનું કેન્દ્ર રહ્યું છે. ડેન્સક સ્ટડી સેન્ટર ડેનમાર્કના વિદ્યાર્થીઓ હાલમાં ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાની સફર પર છે. આ દરમિયાન તેમણે SBS ગુજરાતીની મુલાકાત લીધી. તેમની સાથે વહેંચેલા અનુભવો અને કરેલી વાતચીતના મુખ્ય અંશો આપની સમક્ષ રજૂ કરું છું. ડેનમાર્કથી આવેલ આ 21 યુવાનોની ટીમ, જેના બધા જ સભ્યો હાઈસ્કૂલ ગ્રેજ્યુએટ છે, 21 યુવાનોની આ ટીમના જે ટીમ લીડર છે તેમનું નામ છે લીના. તેઓ 3 વર્ષ પહેલા સ્ટુડન્ટ એક્સચેન્જ કાર્યક્રમમાં ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા આવ્યા હતા. પ્રોડક્ટ ડિઝાઇન એન્જિનિયરના વિદ્યાર્થી તરીકે આવેલ લીનાને મેલબર્ન સ્થિત સંગમ સંસ્થા વડે કચ્છની હસ્તકળા વિશે માહિતી આપવામાં આવી અને લીનાએ પોતે જે વસ્તુઓ ડિઝાઇન કરી હતી તે પ્રોડક્ટ્સને વાસ્તવિકતામાં લાવવા માટે 6 મહિના તેમને કચ્છમાં ગાળ્યા હતા. આ ક્ષેત્રમાં નોકરીની અપૂરતી તક અને પ્રવાસ ખેડવાની ચાહે તેમને એક નવી કારકિર્દી આપી.
It's a little special story, actually. My name is Lena Jorgensen, and I'm currently working as a tour leader, but actually I'm graduated a product developer and engineering studies. And I did this course in Denmark, but throughout my studies I did a semester in Melbourne. So I was down there doing studies, and I did a course on my university that was about sustainability, and it was targeted artisans in India. So it was using this platform called Sangam, where Australian designers and Indian artisans are cooperating. And I made a project through university, and it was picked up by some Australian designers that thought, okay, this could actually be really interesting. Let's try to get this skill to India and try to make it into a real project. So I had some really nice people that helped me turning those ideas into reality and helped me go to Gujarat and spent the next 6 months. And I lived in Bhuj and worked in Sumarasa Shaik. Really two major times I went to Australia and I went to India. This was 3 years ago. Then I finished my studies and I had this traveling urge inside of me. I couldn't settle with an engineering job just yet. So I needed to go out and see the world and see, oh, can I do this as a job instead? So I changed into being a tour leader, and now I have this amazing opportunity to take these lovely students around and show them different places in the world. And we're here for 5 weeks. I have a group of 21 with me.
અભ્યાસ પ્રવાસ પર આવેલ આ ગ્રુપના સભ્યો એ કમ્યુનિકેશન વિષયના વિદ્યાર્થીઓ છે. તેમણે પોતાના અભ્યાસનો ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ખાતેનો અનુભવ વર્ણવતા જણાવ્યું કે કમ્યુનિકેશન અને વ્યક્તિત્વ વિકાસના વર્ગોમાં તેમણે પોતાની જાતને વધુ સારી રીતે ઓળખવાનો પ્રયત્ન કર્યો અને તેમને ખૂબ મજા આવી.
Well, I'm Sophie and I'm 20 years old. We started in Keynes first with our classes. First we had like a teacher, and then the first thing was like communication and personal development, and she learned us a lot about how to get to know yourself a lot better, even though you knew before. Maybe you just like got it explained a lot better. And then communication, we thought that we were good at communication, and we made all these different tasks where we had to explain each other. Just like if one guy sits and have to tell the other ones how to fold a paper with closed eyes, that's so hard. But then you just find out that communication is a lot more than just what you see and how you react with your body. So it was a lot of fun.
શ્રોતા મિત્રો, વિશાળ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયામાં તેઓએ મૂળ જે મુલાકાત લીધી તેમાં ક્રેન્સના પાણીના ધોધમાં તેમણે ખૂબ મજા માણી, કાયાકિંગનો અનુભવ કર્યો, સર્ફિંગની પણ મજા માણી, ગ્રેટ બેરિયર રીફ ખાતે દરિયાઈ જીવ સૃષ્ટિને ખૂબ નજીકથી જોઈ અને જાણી, તો ફ્રેશ આઇલેન્ડની સફારીની પણ મજા લીધી. યાદગાર જગ્યાઓ અને તેમના અનુભવો વિશે લીના અને સોફી જણાવે છે કે
My name is Lina. We had a week off, and in that week I was in the outback, and we saw Ayers-Rack, and we had a really cool experience because we slept under the stars. So one night we saw a dingo running around in our camp, and that was just a really awesome experience. It was kind of scary in the moment, but it was really awesome and it's memorable.
Sophie went to the world's largest sand island called Fraser Island, and that was really cool because we drove around in Range Rovers, and you drive really close, or you actually drive on the beach really near the water, and you can see everything, and it's so pretty and beautiful. And then you go out to these really beautiful lakes where you find turtles, and there's a lot of fish and stuff like that. And then in the night there's these camps that are set up. So we sleep in tents. In the nighttime, we make bonfires, and it's just so cozy. And you talk to a lot of different people, and then the day after, you move on and drive to the next lake or beach or whatever.
આ તો વાત થઈ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના સ્થળોની, પણ ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાના લોકો કેવા છે? આ પ્રશ્નના જવાબમાં તેઓ કહે છે કે અહીંના લોકો ખૂબ જ ખુલ્લા દિલના છે અને મદદ કરવા માટે સતત તત્પર રહે છે.
Every time we go somewhere, people are always very friendly. If we have any questions for any directions or anything, they're just completely open, smiling all the time. And then we were talking about that when you finally meet someone that is maybe a little bit grumpy or having a bad day or something, you get kind of surprised because you're not used to meeting people like that in Australia. They're always really, really friendly and open-minded.
Australia ek bahu sanskritik desh che ane loko ahi khub j premar che. Ek khub j sundar અનુભવ વર્ણવતા લીબલ જણાવે છે કે
Hey Miss Weber, yesterday I went for a walk here in Sydney. I didn't know where I wanted to go, but I just went with the flow. Somehow it led me to St. Mary's Cathedral. And after spending some time watching the beautiful facade of it, there's a huge amount of people coming out of there. There was a couple of priests and a group singing and playing some instruments. And all of a sudden, and all kind of people, tourists and people just standing by, they formed a circle around it and just was dancing and playing and singing along. I met this Italian woman about it and just came and invited me in to introduce me to all this get-together thing. So I really think that sums up a bit of Australia, that they are so open-minded and welcoming people.
અને અંતમાં ટીમ લીડર લીનાની ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા ખાતેની આ ચોથી મુલાકાત દરમિયાન તે ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયા વિશે શું માને છે તે તમને જણાવું.
I still like coming here. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful country.